that. It was the heat and semi were a little rough. You know, not how I wanted. I wanted to qualify from the heat, but you know, a bad start, and just it's a stacked field, and you know, if you don't get the start, everybody's pushing. You know, only doing six laps, so it's hard to make passes. But other than that, the main event came around. I got a bad jump, and there was a good opening in the first turn, so I made it happen. I came out fifth or sixth. You know, I ran up there for a while and kind of got passed by about two or three people, and they kind of settled in a groove and just had a pretty good race there for a minute. And then Reed came up on me, and we just kind of duked it out there for a while, and he put it in on me pretty hard once. We almost both went down, and then he T-boned me right before the red cross light because I slowed down, and then he ended up DNFing or something happened. So other than that, I think overall finishing A1 with an eighth place is not where I wanted to be, but it's better than what it could have been. So.
Yeah, the battle with Reed, did you, like, you knocked something off, it was a radiator hose or something?
Yeah, you know, he was coming after me, and I had some faster sections, and he had some faster sections, and he hit me pretty goddamn hard the first time, and, you know, it's racing. You know, I knew he was there, and he thought I was going to check up, but I don't check up for nobody, and I'll lean into you and fucking hit you.
Your heart got to move.
I'll hit you right back as hard, I'll lean into you, so, you know, we had that little first one, and then there was the red cross flag going, and it was the second lap we came around, and I was just cruising, and he ran it in on me and T-boned me and ended up, I think he blew his radiator or something happened. So it's like, hey, you know, I slowed down for a reason, and you know, whatever happens.
The semi race, we thought we were going to see some aggressive racing.
Yeah, you know, the semi was ridiculous. Like, I got a bad start, caught my way up, made multiple passes, and then got behind Freese, and he just starts looking back, sees me, fucking idiots cross jumping me left and right, like almost cleaning us both out. And then the last turn before the finish line, I could have fucking just snapped his femur, but I was
I was going to ask you. I think, look, you could have ran it a little harder.
Yeah, I could have fucking ended his career, but.
Think about that suspension last year and all that?
Yeah, I figured like I have to race with the piece of shit all season, so I was like, you know, I'm not going to start this off at A1 and start it off on the bad foot. So I just had some words with him after telling him that he's an idiot rider and he doesn't know how to keep a straight line. So it is what it is. And, you know, we finished A1 actually racing and not sitting on the sidelines. So.
Yeah, you got to be stoked. I think, like I was talking to you before that day, it's a deep – it really is a stack field. And eighth place come away. You know, some guys didn't – Purcell didn't make the main and Kennard didn't finish. And, you know, it's a gnarly field. And so I think you got to be stoked with an eight.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy because I think in the end of the day, the way everything pans out every year is consistency, and taking an eighth place at A1 is just as good as a win, considering how so many people get injured and there's so many crazy things that happen. It's just a battle for consistency.
Yeah. So you could be Phil.
I could be Phil and hang myself in the trailer. So
hey, you've been back on a Suzuki for a little bit now. I don't want you to shit talk the Yamaha or anything, but what do you like about the Suzuki that's better? Like, what are you enjoying? You know, you've rode them before, RCH days. What are you enjoying about the RMZ?
You know, it's a little bit of everything. You know, I think the Yamaha fits certain riders, and, you know, I like the Yamaha, but it's hard to, it's a hard bike to set up and get right consistently week in, week out.
Like with different terrains or something?
Yeah, different terrains, different dirts. It's hard to get that bike to work everywhere. And, you know, I think what suits me better with the Suzuki is I can find a good setting and I can race that setting from A1 all the way till Vegas.
Okay,
and I can be at least 80% riding the Suzuki no matter what happens. Yeah. So, you know, it's just those little things that the Suzuki does better than the Yamaha's, but you know, both bikes are good and they both do their job.
I'm sure your bike's pretty fast, but do you miss a bit of the Yamaha bottom throttle response?
You know, our bikes are, the Suzuki's are definitely getting there faster wise, but you know, I think the Yamaha's have a freaking killer, killer bottom end, you know, where you can seat balance and pretty much do anything you want. But you know, that also hurts you at the same time. You know, having too much power wears you out, and you know, it's just a rider preference.
Oh, hey, nice job, eighth. Thanks, man. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right.